Hey, Pearly, if Sheriff Carson goes to the Senate, who do you think will be the new sheriff? You?
Me? No, thank you. I have no wish to have a job that would make me a target for anyone on the dodge who might happen to come through here.
But you're wearing a badge now.
Well, yeah, but I'm just doing Monty a favor. If he goes to the Senate, we'll just have to get someone else, that's all. He may not be as good as Monty at first, but whoever we wind up with will come along, I'm sure.
What about you, kid? Would you like to be the sheriff?
I don't know. I wouldn't be ready for it now, but maybe someday when I'm older, I would think about it.
Good answer.
They visited for a few more minutes, and then Pearly saw Leo take the last swallow of his drink.
I expect we better go before my deputy here gets drunk.
You can't get drunk on this, can you?
No, not unless something's added to it.
But Paul's a pretty sneaky kind of bartender, and I wouldn't put it past him to do something like that.
Oh, you're teasing me.
Come on, let's get back to the office where I can beat you in a game of checkers.
I bet you can't. Checkers is one of the things that I'm just real good at.
Yeah, don't be so sure of it. We'll see you later, Dusty.
All right. Night, y'all.
Pearly and Leo stepped out of the saloon and stood facing each other for a moment.
Are we going straight back to the office? Or are we going to walk around the block again?
You may wind up being a pretty good deputy after all if you put duty before pleasure. Or is it just that you're afraid to face me across a checkerboard?
Afraid? I'll show you who's...
Leo stopped in mid-sentence because that was when he saw someone move out from the side of the building with a gun leveled toward Pearly's back. It was the same man who'd been standing at the end of the bar.
Pearly!
Leo drew his gun as he pushed Pearly aside. The man fired just as Leo shoved Pearly, and as a result, he missed what should have been an easy shot. Leo pulled the trigger. He saw a little squirt of blood in the middle of the gunman's chest. He watched as the shooter dropped his gun and grabbed his chest.
I thought you...
The man pitched forward, face down. By now, Pearly had his own gun out, but it wasn't necessary that he take a shot because the danger was over.
I wonder what he was trying to say.
I don't know. It was kind of strange. Do you know him?
I ain't never seen him in my life.
He was watching us when we were inside.
I wonder why he wanted to kill you.
It's like I said when we walked into the saloon a while ago. I've made more than a few enemies in my life. I expect this was one of them.